Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to the International Angel, I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica, and I want to welcome everybody and thank you for being here on this gorgeous sunny day, and happy summer to everyone. A little bit about myself. I'm an angel walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist. I created CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey to wake up, and books and ebooks called Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and a recently new book called Transformation, which is my new book that is pretty new, I guess, about a month old now. It's an autobiography as an angel walk-in in my journey from human consciousness, duality, living to this amazing oneness connection with the greater opportunities of love and joy and peace and prosperity. That's also channeled messages from the angels and the pure loving beings. And I also have inspirational stickers, and you can excitingly go to the website and learn more at angelroselove.wix.com/love, that's angelroselove .wix.com/love. If you go on the website, you'll see I also provide private sessions such as angel messages, activation sessions, energy alignments, channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, public classes and special events, and the online series to help these amazing, wonderful meditations. I do all of this with the amazing assistance of the starseed beings, the angelic realm, the ascended masters, where I become this conduit for them, and I channel as well as provide pure messages without any human filters. So I'm always excited to be on the show, and if you would like to ask a one question so that I can get through to as many people as possible, you can call 347-996-5068. I also provide after the show to go into further depth with that question by donation, or if you'd like to support the show and make a donation out of love, that would be awesome too. And it's at the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. So as always, if you're new here, welcome aboard, and the existing people, welcome aboard with love. You can listen to this show and any other archived show by going to the I Love Angels International Radio Show on Blog Talk. So if you're new, I always love to start off with a meditation just to get people all settled in and excited and get your heart going and just really feel the pureness of love. And then we'll start with the readings. So just go ahead and close your eyes and take a deep, deep, deep breath. Sometimes in the middle of the day, we get an opportunity to really appreciate and focus on things that we're grateful for so that we really feel the ambience of love. And so as you take a deep breath, just allow yourself to focus on your mind and any thoughts that may be coming up, and just let them go. Let go of any chattered thoughts, let go of any analyzing or trying to figure out or the past or the future. Just let it all go. And then drop your heart, your eyes into your heart. Not your heart, but drop your eyes into your heart. And just allow your heart to feel this amazing vibration of love. Sometimes when we're busy in our day-to-day life, we focus in on our heart. And so if you notice that, you could put your hands on your heart and breathe into your heart. And just feel things that you're appreciating, such as the beautiful sunny day, the flowers, the trees, your breath going in and out, your life as a whole, the summer, anything that you feel so much appreciation for. And as you dive into that love, that openness in your heart, bring that into your mind so that you feel that sense of gratitude in even a greater way. We live on a vibrational planet, and being that vibrational, the higher your vibration, the more connected you are to love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and vitality. The more you're connected to sadness and fears and insecurities, the more you attract more of that and thereby kind of get lost in that energy. So this radio show helps you to move your vibration to that of love and joy and peace and prosperity so that you attract more of that into your life. And sometimes if you attract that of which is not that, you can just bless it without judging it and just either move away from it or just allow it to be what it is without feeling like you have to fix it or correct it or make it wrong or anything else. That gives you that sense of freedom. Okay. And so as you take three deep breaths, just to bring your breath now deep into your body, which helps to relax your body. It's almost like you're going to swallow your breath. And then when you're ready, you can feel what it feels like to have your feet touching the floor. What it feels like to have your hands where they're resting. What it feels like to feel your breath going in and out. Your body sitting or lying down, if you chose to lie down. And just fully come back into the present moment, feeling this sense of presence of love and joy and peace. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. And before we do the one question readings, I'm just going to make a couple of quick announcements. So I'll be silent for a minute just so you can come back and feel what it feels like to be very present in the moment. So again, I noticed some people logged in the chat room. Welcome with love. Okay, so our next show, it's on a birthday. I'm not sure I'm going to do it. Well, I may just do it. We'll see. The next show is usually aired on the first Wednesday of every month, which is a birthday. It's July 5th, so I have to decide whether I want to do it on that day. And then the following week, I'll be out. So there won't be anything until I come back. So thing as a whole until August. And so if you're one of the regular peoples, please subscribe. Or if you're new, please subscribe and you'll be notified on when the next show is. It's usually the first Wednesday at 11, the second Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then the third Saturday at 1:30 Pacific Standard Time in the afternoon. So I'll be out of town during those two times in July, so I won't be airing any shows during that time. Although it's always fun to do things, today is the moment. So if you're interested in your spiritual path and you're interested in waking up more of who you are in that vibration of love, that's where my specialties lie. I work with people that really are committed to waking up more into the vibration of love. They're already on the path. They're already in the vibration of positivity and joy, and they just really want to bring it to another a vibration, and they also want to learn about how to connect with their own angels and spirit guides. And so if that is of interest to you, you can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. It's also on the chat box. And click on there and view the various tabs. There's an online series you can take to help the process products that I created. I'm certified as a hypnotist, so there are CDs that have a relaxation component and meditation classes and private sessions and so forth. So today we do angel messages only. I connect with these beautiful beings that I channel and listen to what they want me to say to you. So I ask that you just positive and specific so that I can go right through what they want me to tell you. And then after the show, you're more than welcome. If you want to make a donation, I can go into a little deeper with you and get you some clarity on that. Or if you'd like to make a love donation to help this show, you please go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. All right. So we're going to take the first caller at this point, and that's area code 303. And before you talk, let me just let people know the phone number again if they're interested in calling in. I go in the order of the calls. So the phone number to get a one question reading again is 347-996-5063. To kind of, you know, when you're new, I always find that it's better to have the vibration over the phone versus doing the questions on the chat. This way I'm able to kind of tune into your guides and the angels mostly and find out what they want me to tell you. And so chat is usually after we communicated the first time. It's usually more accurate after that because I kind of have a feel of what they want me to say to you and all that kind of stuff. All right. Well, thank you for being so patient. And may I please get your name? And it sounds like you're in Colorado. Is that correct?
Yeah. Hi, Angel. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. I didn't recognize you.
Hi.
I get a lot of 303s. So, yeah, now I see. Okay, well, welcome. Yeah, thank you for coming on board. And how's things going? You were doing some wonderful things with work and so forth before I tune into them. Tell me what's going on.
So I have been moving forward with setting up my coaching business. And I've gone around a little bit with the clients I'm going to serve, and I've kind of fallen back to my own experience of healing from childhood sexual abuse as a way to help others. So I'm looking at a psycho-spiritual therapy practice, coaching people who want to heal from that trauma and deal with their PTSD as adults.
Awesome. So don't say too much of the story because I don't want to use any human filters. So just so I stay with the integrity. So that's coming up because I do remember them saying something about going into coaching. So that's unfolding for you.
Right.
Awesome. But your heart kind of led you in some ways with that too. So it wasn't like you were surprised, if my memory... I obviously don't remember everything, but I do remember because we've actually talked quite a few times, and I think it's pretty awesome that you help others and also you help yourself at the same time. So that's an amazing win-win situation. So congratulations for caring to not only take care of you, but also to be able to support others on their path. So I think that's awesome. And you could put it on a radio show now. You know, it's kind of like the blog talk thing. All right, so let's kind of take a deep breath and let me just see what question you have. And then, of course, if you want to go right after the show, I have time as well. Not a lot of time. I'm going to do some errands, but let's see how this flows today and see if you feel complete.
Thanks, Angel.
All right, I am ready. Actually, before you say anything, I see a beautiful guide that I haven't seen before with you. So you must be getting some new, or maybe they're just coming out. Because sometimes I have some that come out more than others. And I'm always laughing when I see them. because sometimes they're new, and I usually hear that they're new, and other times they're just more prominent during a particular period of one's life. And so I'm not hearing new, so it could be one's just very prevalent at this moment. And she's very beautiful. If that's okay to tell you, just really beautiful, almost like a purple pink. I know it makes me want to almost cry because she has such beauty, a glistening beauty in her essence. And it's just, so anyway, what's your question?
So I wanted to just confirm that I'm on track with the target audience that I'm looking at, adults who have sort of are struggling and perhaps challenged by PTSD still as adults from either abuse or rape or domestic violence, something, you know, that they experienced as children.
Right. Okay, so I'm hearing it's a part of your path. It's not your whole path. It's they're showing me it's a door opener to get you in that you feel familiar with, comfortable with, able to support your path with. The doors are going to be flying one after another in various directions. The thing that they're wanting to make sure is you have a comfort level with this new field before they start introducing you to various things. You're just touching, like you step on a stone. It's just the introduction to this amazing new path you're on, and it's quite a long journey that you're going to be on with it. And so it's going to be extremely rewarding, not only financially, but mostly emotionally, because that's what you need right now. So it's quite a beautiful path. Be very patient with yourself. You tend to want to push things really fast and try to force it to open up. You have to relax a little bit more with that, because when you're on the spiritual path, it's not about pushing it, it's about allowing it. And so just be conscious of that. Really easy said than done. especially as you are, you get to a point where you just want it to happen now. What's exciting is that it will, when the universal timing gives you the complete components, it's a stepping stone from one piece to another. So so anyway, that's what they want me to tell you. Do you feel complete, or do you want to do more right after the show? I'm not going to do a long thing after the show, because like I said, I want to get some things done. But do you want to continue, or do you feel?
Yeah, I'll continue after the show. There's sort of a part two to that, so I'd love to talk with you about it.
Okay. Awesome. Just make sure you don't tell me too much story, because as coming from a very loving, integrity-oriented place, if I hear too much, the human filters kick in, and I always want to cut people off and go, I don't want to give my human opinion. I want it to be pure and loving and so forth. So I just want to make sure that you get that when we talk right after the show. And you pretty much know this, so I'm not telling anything new to you. So, Well, then I'll talk to you after the show. Congratulations. Okay. I'm really excited for you. Are you staying? I think you're staying where you're at, right? I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Are you staying where I am? You're staying because you like where you live. Yeah, that's
do.
What I thought.
Okay, I love it here.
All right. Where are you again in Colorado? What part are you in?
Boulder.
What part of Boulder? That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. So again, the phone number, we only have maybe 10 minutes. So I have time probably for one or two more people. I noticed there were some people let me see if there's some questions. There were some logins people. And then let me just check questions there. Oh, great name. Wisdom Now. And then Aloha Jay. Hi, Aloha Jay. I think he logged out temporarily. So the phone number is 347-996-5068. And we have some amazing opportunities. I always like to do a special of the month. And I'm trying to remember what I did last month. I believe was the product special. Buy any book, get any CD for 50% off, that expired last month. So we now have only a week left in this month, And so what my guides are telling me is that I normally do 15% with new people off of any service, but if you're existing, I will do 20% off of any service. And so you have to book it, pay it, and you can't book it and pay it, but you can definitely email me because then I have to send you a special link. And that's for any 30-minute or longer private session. I always like to give a gift for people. So if you're new, it's 15. For existing, it's 20. And you'll get a special link and just tell me which service you're interested in the book session now of 30 minutes or more. And so that only lasts until the end of this month, and then it turns into a pumpkin. Just kidding. So anyway, it lasts until the end of this month. And if you didn't get the product special last month, because I noticed there were quite a few people that were intrigued by it. And so if you're still interested in getting that, just email me and we'll have a conversation. I'll tune in and see if it feels appropriate, especially if you're new. I always like to honor special with new people. If you haven't gotten my new book yet, I encourage you to please get that book. It's very transformative. That's why it's called Transformation. I've had emails after emails about people thanking me and how it's changed their life in the first chapter alone. They were blown away by it, and it makes great gifts. If you're interested in being an affiliate, I give 20% off of the products by you introducing it to people that can benefit and get some little side cash on that. So you have to obviously get the book first or the products in order to sell it. And so if you're interested in that, just email me. And let's see. So we have a few more people. Oh, good. They logged back in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We only have time for, I think, one more person. Again, if you're new to the show, right after the show, I do deeper insights into your one question by donation. It's only after the show. I only have one or two slots left open. And so if you're interested in doing that, please go to the website angelroselove.wix.com, wix.com/love. And always grateful for making a love donation to the show. It helps to support the show. The show is free. And if you make a donation, you're helping to keep the show alive and going. So I offer lots of gifts to people. It's just a way of giving back and getting the flow of prosperity consciousness flowing in your life. So, you know, if you're the type of a person that is open to receiving, now is the time to be open to giving as well. And that helps the mutual flow of energy flowing. And so you don't have to have a question. You could just make a love donation to the show on the website, and that'll be very much appreciated. And also you can get products and gifts for services for your friends and peers and help them wake up to their greater levels of love and so forth. All right, so last chance, if you're interested in having a one-question reading, the number is 347-996-5068. The show, if I don't get a call in about 30 seconds, we won't have any more time to do a reading. So I'll give it 30 seconds, and if you're interested in that, you can call, and if not, we're going to go into a meditation. Next month, I have a birthday, and then I'll be out of town, so I'm not sure I'm going to have a show during next month. If you're new, subscribe to the show and you'll be informed. And if you're a regular, subscribe to the show and you'll be informed. And if I don't have anything in July, it'll kick back in August. So I'm going to see, since the next show is on a birthday, and I may be away on that day as well. All right, so let's go ahead and close our eyes. It doesn't look like we have any more calls today. And we'll just kind of, I don't have time, unfortunately, Jules. Yeah, there's a new moon. It's pretty amazing, actually. I don't have time to go into further depth because we only have 5 minutes, and I like to close the show with a meditation. And so I don't have time to talk about the energy for the rest of this month. But if you listen to the show, because I know you came on a little later, it may be when I did the meditation, it may be in there. So that's one way of finding out, Jules, if it's the message that you may be interested in finding, maybe part of the meditation, because I can't remember what they said when I did the meditation. All right, so let's just take some deep breaths and just close your eyes and focus in on your heart. It's such a beautiful time this year because we're in the summer months, and spring is when everything starts to blossom, and August is when things start to come into fruition. And so it's a really amazing time to really focus in and allow things to unfold. And new moons to me are always new beginnings. Full moons are always releasing of what's no longer serving. And so depending upon where your sun sign, your star sign, your planetary aspects are, you're always going to have something different than someone else, because there's no person that's identically made. Even twins don't have identical DNA. They have looks that are identical, but their lessons and what they came to learn are going to be different. Unless, of course, they're on a twin path, and maybe there's a lot of similarities. And so as you take a deep breath and just focus in on your heart and allow your heart to really bring you to this amazing place of love inside, and just feel that nurturing inside your heart, what that would feel like to really feel the presence of love inside. And when you take a deep breath and you feel that beautiful nurturing love in your heart, just allow it to go into your mind to help bring it to a grateful place, a more compassionate, positive place, and then into the body to bring it to a wonderful, peaceful, receptive, loving place. And as you notice your breath taking you to these wonderful places to be full and rich with this energy of love. And take a deep breath so you bring it fully into your body, even fuller the breath, which helps to solidify the energies of love and joy and peace and prosperity, health and vitality. Take another deep breath to help bring the acceptance and the allowing and the openness of this wonderful energy. And finally, another deep breath to just give yourself permission to really feel the presence inside. Sometimes we look outside for it, and lo and behold, it's all inside. Bring your attention inside. When you're ready, you can slowly come back, feeling your feet where they're resting, feeling your hands where they're resting, feeling your body where it's resting. Slowly and fully coming back into the present room, noticing your breath going in and out. And when you're ready, slowly come back into the room, giving yourself a big, 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 big hug. And have an awesome, awesome day. Again, if you're interested in having any private sessions or any special one-question readings, I'm doing it right after the show. There's only a couple of slots left for donation. You're more than welcome to pay the regular price if you want to schedule a private session at angelroselove.wix.com. /love, and Wix is W-I-X. There's a new book I wrote called Transformation. I hope you'll purchase a copy and gift people. It also comes in ebook format to help others transform and to inspire you with wonderful messages from these beings that I work with. Have an awesome week and a beautiful weekend. Peace and blessings.